My name is Brad McKay, and I'm the chair of the board of the directors of the Doug Wright Awards Foundation. I would like to welcome you to our 15th annual award ceremony. The Wright Awards Foundation is a nonprofit organization committed to supporting and celebrating the best in Canadian comics. And one of the main ways we do it is with this evening, which is our annual award ceremony. The first Doug Wright Awards, as I was thinking about earlier today, were announced at a ceremony in May 2005 as part of the second ever TCAF, which was held at a bar in the annex that I believe is rubble now. It's been demolished on Markham Street. But that bar may be toast, but I'm very happy that we are still standing. Over the past decade and a half, we've handed out nearly two dozen trophies to a virtual murderer's row of cartoonists, including young up-and-comers like Brian Lee O'Malley, Michelle Rabagliati, Julian Tamaki, Joe Ullman, Kate Beaton, Mark Bell, Nina Bunjevac, David Collier, memorably, Hartley Lynn, back when he was known as Ethan Riley, Michael DeForge, and even Seth. In addition to our three awards categories for Best Book, Spotlight Award, and the Pigskin Peters Award, we also take time every year to honor Canadian comics history by inducting a cartoonist into our Hall of Fame, which we call the Giants of the North. Honorable members of this club include Lynn Johnston, Albert Chartier, Terry Mosher, Nick McPherson, Peter Wally, and Doug Wright.